In the beginning of all things, even before the creation of the world, there was a figure in heaven renowned for his beauty and light. His name was Lucifer, an angel admired by all, and who held a very significant role among the creatures of heaven. He shone like a star and possessed great wisdom. However, there came a time when a drastic change occurred. This much-loved and revered angel fell from heaven, and this fall was not just a physical event but a transformation of his being. From a position of honor, he descended to a completely different reality, marked by separation from the place he once called home. Worse still, he was entirely cut off from the glory of God. The story of Lucifer's fall from heaven, along with a third of the angels, and his transformation into Satan is mentioned in biblical passages from the books of Isaiah, Ezekiel, and even Revelation. In this video, I'm going to show you the three reasons why this archangel of God became the king of darkness and the prince of this world. Moreover, I will help you identify if you're being influenced by the enemy in the same areas that caused Lucifer to fall, so that you don't turn away from God as he did. I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Now, let's look at the reasons why Lucifer fell from the sky. The first reason is pride. This angel wanted the whole world to revolve around him. He wanted all heavenly beings to bow at his feet and worship him. It wasn't enough for him to hold an important position in God's kingdom. He wanted to be God himself. Look at what the Lord revealed to the prophet Isaiah about this. How you have fallen from heaven, O morning star, son of the dawn. How you were thrown to earth, you who overthrew the nations. You who said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will set my throne above the stars of God. I will sit on the mount of assembly on the highest point of the holy mount. I will ascend above the highest clouds. I will be like the Most High. But to the depths of Sheol you will be taken. You will go to the bottom of the abyss. Look at that. Did you notice that in this little speech, Satan used the pronoun I repeatedly? I will ascend, I will raise, I will settle, I will ascend. And finally he said, I will be. This shows us how proud his heart was and how much he craved recognition. So, he went to great lengths to convince the other angels to stand by his side. Unfortunately, nowadays, Satan has influenced many people to behave in the same way. Do you know which ideology has spread the most in the 21st century? The famous phrase, believe in yourself. Just listen to the speeches of influencers, coaches, and even some leaders out there, as if we were capable of doing something for ourselves without depending on God's grace and mercy. Of course, each of us has our potential, but we must remember that the devil is cunning and very intelligent. Notice that at no time did Lucifer want to elevate himself above God. He wanted to be equal to God, comparing himself to him, being on the same level of power and majesty. And that's exactly what Lucifer has done to human beings ever since he was cast out of heaven. If we look at chapter 3 of the book of Genesis, we see that the serpent convinced Eve to eat the forbidden fruit of the tree of knowledge by saying that she and her husband would be equal to the Creator. Thousands of years have passed, and the strategy of stirring up people's pride remains the same. I'll give you a simple but very clear example of this. Why do most people want to have thousands or millions of followers on their social networks? Because people promote themselves so much, often exposing their bodies, their intimacies, and even their pain and struggles to be exalted, admired, adored, and even worshipped. But let's be clear here that we can't generalize. Many men and women use social media to help their neighbors, do good, and post relevant things. Just as in my case and that of other men and women of God, many have also taken the word of the Lord to various people around the world. But what I want to say here is that the majority, unfortunately, end up wanting to promote themselves to build their kingdom. When we say the Lord's Prayer, we are saying to God, "Hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done." Isn't that right? But these people, influenced by pride, pray out of their mouths because their hearts desire exactly the opposite. And if this seems so obvious to realize, why do people continue in this area? It's because of ego. Brothers and sisters, our sinful nature causes us to have an inflated view of ourselves, to think that we are special, superior, and therefore deserve to be treated differently. But this is a big lie, and the Bible itself proves it. In Isaiah 41 verse 14, God calls the people of Israel Jacob's little worm. What God wanted to show was that no matter how much Israel was the chosen nation, they could never equal him. They were like a little worm in the face of the Lord's power and greatness. The second reason is vanity. The second reason Lucifer was cast out of heaven is because he was obsessed with his own beauty. The Bible says that his heart was exalted because of his appearance and wisdom. What you need to know about him is that God created him as the most beautiful of all beings. He was the most glorious. But the problem was that this beauty went to Lucifer's head. He wanted the other angels to admire his image and say, "What a glorious creature! How perfect you are!" This attachment to the image is another trap that Satan uses today to make people lose intimacy with God, just as he did. If we go back to Genesis 3, we'll see that the serpent got Eve to pay attention to how beautiful that fruit was. It didn't matter if that fruit had been forbidden by God. It was pleasing to the eye and could therefore be eaten. Eve, seduced by what her eyes saw, ended up sinning. Just as in the case of pride, Satan also continues to use this weapon to deceive millions of people around the world. He presents beautiful things before their eyes so that they fall prey to their own lusts. Do you want another biblical example of this? David, when he saw Bathsheba bathing. The Bible says that he became so focused on her beauty that he simply ignored God and his position as leader of the nation of Israel and lay with that married woman. That woman became pregnant, and David ended up sending her husband to lead Israel's army, only to have him die in the war. The king became an adulterer and a murderer simply by fulfilling the desire that was awakened in his eyes. I'm not saying that it's a sin to have a good physical appearance or to be considered a beautiful person in human eyes. The Bible itself says that some men and women of God were very beautiful. What I am saying is that if you look better than many people, be very careful because that's exactly what the world is looking for. After all, the Bible says that man looks at appearance, and the devil knows this. He can make you fall into temptation and also into the sin of idolatry, worshiping your own body. The third reason why Lucifer fell from heaven is the power of persuasion. Through the desire to equalize with God and take his throne, Lucifer caused a great rebellion in heaven. In Revelation 12, the Apostle John recorded a vision he had of this moment. Look at what it says. There was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But they were not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. The great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil, or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth, and his angels with him. Notice that even though Lucifer didn't manage to realize his plan to be like God, he did manage to gather a great heavenly army to fight against Michael and his archangels. There's even a verse in Revelation 12 that says that a third of the angels, who in the biblical passage are called stars, chose to side with Satan in this battle and ended up falling along with him. The question that remains is how he managed to be so influential in heaven as to make God's creatures turn against him. As we have seen, Lucifer was an enlightened being. In Ezekiel 28 verses 13 to 14, the word says that his clothes were adorned with every precious stone and that he had been chosen and anointed as the guardian cherub, having access to God's holy mount. This alone should have attracted the attention of the other angels, but I believe there is more to it. The Bible also says that drums and flutes were in Lucifer, and this means that he could have been responsible for and could have been the one singing the songs to exalt and glorify the Lord. So, what many scripture scholars wonder is whether this being of light could have used music to conquer and lead the angels in their rebellion. Although the Bible doesn't give us any answers, it is a fact that Satan uses music to influence people on earth today. The enemy is much more present in the musical universe than we realize. After all, if he was responsible for music in heaven, why wouldn't he be here on earth too? We know that the music industry has grown a lot in recent decades, winning over more and more listeners with its diverse rhythms, and the devil has increasingly taken advantage of this to spread messages that go against our faith. For example, while God has decreed that we should live in holiness, these songs tell us that sex outside of marriage is something normal, encouraging adultery, betrayal, and other perversions. While the Bible says that our hearts should be turned to the Lord, these songs say that we must give in to the desires of our flesh, drinking as much as possible and enjoying life. In recent times, the situation has gotten even worse. Singers, to make more money, have used Satanism as a marketing tool, literally worshiping Satan in their songs and stage performances. And it's no use trying to justify it by saying that it's just entertainment because it isn't. We all know that our words have power, and that music has the power to open the doors of our hearts and minds. And if we do this in the wrong way, we become vulnerable to the enemy's wiles. In the same way, Satan has used different types of content to influence people to move away from God, whether through movies, series, programs, books, or even video games. But the main question is, are you being influenced by any of this? Have you ever found yourself thinking that you are better than other people, feeling vain and more beautiful than others, or being attracted to things that don't please the Lord? If you see yourself in any of these situations, it's time to rethink your walk with Jesus. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal any area in your life that needs to be transformed, any hidden sin that may be making room for the enemy to act. We need to take care of our hearts and minds. There are many battles we face every day, and we need to be spiritually prepared. Don't allow pride, vanity, or negative influences to dominate your life. Remember that Jesus has given us authority over the enemy. Seek God daily, read His Word, and stay connected with Him, so you'll be protected and strengthened to resist the wiles of the devil. Amen. Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong. Make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comments section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comments section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.